On today's show, GM is pulling out of operations around the world, and now South Korea is feeling the pressure. Mercedes shows off the performance version of the new G-Class, and we'll tell you why batteries may not replace the internal combustion engine in the next 40 years. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show dedicated to enthusiasts of the automotive industry. General Motors is retrenching worldwide from money-losing operations, and so far it's sold off its operations in Europe, stopped manufacturing cars in Australia, Russia, Indonesia, Thailand, and South Africa, and stopped selling cars in India. Now South Korea is in its crosshairs. Reuters reports it lost $1.8 billion there over the last 3 years. And GM will close one of its four assembly plants in South Korea and wants major cost reductions at the other facilities. GM also does a lot of engineering and R&D in South Korea, but mainly for small cars, and the company doesn't make much money on small cars. IndyCar and Formula One are experimenting with new safety devices to protect drivers from flying debris, but each series is taking a different approach. Starting this year, Formula One cars will have what it calls a halo protection bar. While F1 says it provides the best overall performance, it's kind of surprising since there's still gaps where debris could hit drivers. IndyCar is testing a windshield to protect the cockpit. It's made by PPG Aerospace out of a material it uses to make canopies for fighter jets, but it will not be mandated until next year at the earliest. But then there's the matter of aesthetics. We think the halo bar looks kind of dorky. What do you think? Halo or windshield? We'll be back with more right after this.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
Mercedes will unveil the performance AMG model of the G-Class SUV at the Geneva show. Styling touches include an AMG-specific grille, flared wheel arches, side exhaust pipes, and 21 or 22-inch wheels. Under the hood is a new 4-liter twin-turbo V8 that makes over 580 horsepower. It gets mated to a 9-speed transmission with AMG-specific drive modes, as well as the newly developed AMG Ride Control suspension. Mercedes-Benz also slightly refreshed the Maybach S-Class with a new grille, two-tone paint job, and unique interior combinations. And Toyota teased this picture of a modern racing concept and said it's, quote, bringing its most iconic sports car back to the market. Can anyone say Supra? Well, all week long, we've been showing you the latest that Monroe & Associates found in its benchmarking study on Tesla's Model 3. And here's the latest.
So one thing I like right off the bat is just the simplicity. I mean, it's very stark, but I like the way that they've done it.
Yeah, I like the clean look. And actually, one of the other things that I liked about this was the HVAC system. I think it's brilliant. This little... basically a little line that blows the air in the right direction. The only thing I don't like is it takes quite a few clicks to get to where it gets to, and so consequently that kind of takes away a little bit. And I'm not a big fan of the glass being right here. In a cockpit, when we design an airplane or something, you know, the glass is central to the pilot. He needs to see that stuff and not look sideways.
We'll have a lot more to show you all week long on what Monroe & Associates is learning from its benchmarking study on the Model 3. What did Don Runkle mean when he said the Chevrolet Bolt EV has a $12,000 gas tank? Well, that's coming up next. Don Runkle was our guest on Autoline After Hours, and one of the things he talked about is the challenge electric cars face. Keep in mind that Runkle was a key player in bringing the GM EV1 electric car to the market, and was the chairman of the U.S. Automotive Battery Consortium to develop EV batteries. Even so, he's very skeptical that batteries will replace the internal combustion engine in the next 30 to 40 years. Except, he doesn't call them batteries. He calls them the gas tank.
So what do you think is going to happen with the electric car market?
As they get the gas tank to cost less, I think they'll have a bright, the battery. I mean, what is it?
Okay, Mike.
A couple $100 per kilowatt hour. So what's the Bolt's got a 60 kilowatt hour battery, 60 times 200, that's $12,000 battery.
Yeah.
Or a $12,000 gas tank. Gas tanks usually cost around $100 or so, and they don't wear out. And to fill up a gas tank of a Bolt, if it were internal combustion engine, what would it get, 40 miles per gallon, something like that? So it'd cost you $15 to get 238 miles, which is what the Bolt gets. And probably to fill up the tank of an electric car costs $3 or something like that for 10 cents a kilowatt hour or something like that. But you got to pay for the $12,000 gas tank. I figured it out this morning at breakfast. That takes 25 years.
Runkle has a lot more to say about future technology and the automotive industry, and you can watch that entire show on our website or YouTube channel. And then don't forget to join us this Thursday for AutoLine After Hours, when John and Gary give you some of the best insights as to what's happening in the automotive industry. But that is it for today. Thanks for watching, and please join us again tomorrow.